Hey, welcome to Ham Radio. It's springtime, but we had like a few days where it was real nice, and now it's been fucking weird. Like, it'll be all sunny and nice and stuff, but then I'll look outside the window and there's like shit tons of hail coming down. It's like a video game that got fucked up. And today it's real windy and cold, but there's still this like springtime sun. It's just weird. Anyway, I'm gonna try to play some spring type songs. See if I can get in a springtime kind of mood. I'm also kind of just stuck in limbo because I had a real bad flu, like one day of super sore throat, and then the next day was a super bad headache. And now I've just been riding out the last tail end where it's not nearly as bad, but it sure ain't pleasant. Fucking wind. Goddamn Canada. Fuck you. God damn it. Yeah, so I'm just kind of stuck, because if I try to go to sleep, I'll just lay there being miserable, so I just kind of got to stay up and be miserable. So, do a little ham radio, it'll eat up some time. Oh, so if anybody didn't get the memo, those video game podcasts that I was doing, I moved those over to their own feed. So if you liked those at all, I've been doing more of them, some of them with friends, some of them by myself. So if you go to keithcourage.com/VGP, that's where the video game podcast is. Man, so it's weird being sick where, like, the sore throat just really, really bad. So then the next day when that moved into a headache, I remember thinking, like, well, at least it's not the sore throat. Like, I think a headache is better than a sore throat, or coughing is my least favorite. Coughing is the worst. But man, it's really hard to convince yourself when you've got this really bad, blinding headache. You're like, but at least it's not like yesterday where I could barely swallow. And then after like a couple hours, you're like, I really can't convince myself anymore that this is better because it's so horrible. But then it comes in like an, you know, ebbs and waves. And eventually it passes and, you know, you get a few hours then where you don't have a super bad headache and you can do some stuff. Like, the flu never hits a frightening point. God, I shouldn't even do this. It's so fucking windy. But yeah, that's something I noticed when I had the appendicitis before I knew that's what it was, when I thought it was just food poisoning. But it never hit that. There was no floor to it. It never hit that point where it would bounce back. It was just terrible, constantly, continuously. I remember there was this one point when I was like, laying on a couch and I could, in my room, and I could barely move, and my water had run out, so I was dehydrating, and I like honestly didn't know if I could get up. Like, I would rather just lay there and dehydrate than try to get up and to go get water. And then Craig came home and I had to be like croaking to him, like, Craig, can you get me some water? Like, it was ridiculous. It was just one of those things, like, it just could have got worse and worse and worse till I died. Like, you know, that's all there is to it. There was not going to be any bouncing back from that shit. Well, I guess there was, in fact. But, you know, you can suddenly really imagine how that could have just led to death, or how old-timey diseases were that way. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. Let's just play a song. And this actually isn't particularly springtimey. I don't even want to play that. Dude, I can see my breath. That was sneaky. Apparently it's a lot colder out here than I thought. And yeah, fuck this. I don't know. I'm just not feeling this. I'll do it later. But this will be the first song for a future episode. So this is Right Behind You. Oh, that's wrong, you fucking piece of shit MP3 player. Why are you fucking with me? It's fucking dumb. I'm even recording this. This shitty MP3 player I've got keeps resetting back. Scroll through like a million folders and you just end up right back where you fucking were if you hit the wrong button. Alright, this was from the soundtrack to that HBO show Girls. It has a good soundtrack. It's called Overdrawn by White Sea. Let's listen to that.
Last chance. So clear inside.
Alright, it's the next morning, and I temporarily feel better. I know, though, this won't last. I woke up. It's before 9 o'clock. I guess I feel good because I've got a temporary burst of energy from being awake, but I know I'm still sick enough that this is not gonna last. So I should take advantage of this while I can, try to get back on some kind of routine between going to Montreal and then getting sick right away. I've fallen way off the wagon with my little get up and do some writing and whatever, and I feel much better when I'm staying on the routine and getting some stuff done. Maybe I should go to the Dufferin Mall today. That way I can get the benefit of sunlight from the big skylight and still be indoors. On the downside, you do get the feeling of being in a mall, which is not very pleasant. All right, let's play a song. This is a girl named Rose Eleanor Dougal. Adougale, Mougale. I heard of her because I was listening to Mark Ronson, and she sings on some of the songs on his album. What is that album called? The one with Bang Bang Bang? I don't remember. Record Collection. And then I saw her perform live with him. She's some British lady, and I was like, she's pretty cool, man. And I like her songs. I used one of them in the EXO episode I did about the girl in Japan getting stopping a fight on the subway platform, if y'all remember that. I don't know these places that you go when you are sleeping, but I know that it sounds foolish, but I hope that you're dreaming of me. That song. So this is from her solo album. She was in a band called The Pipettes that I'm also going to play a song by after this. Let's just do them both back to back, actually. Fuck it. You know, I think it's kind of been messing me up, too, just not exercising at all in the winter. I was, like, becoming a bicycle machine. Like, I could just bike and bike and bike for hours. Fucking weather, man. Goddamn Canada. Fuck. Ugh. So cold. So from her solo album, the song is called Start Stop Synchro. And then from the Pipettes, from their album Earth versus the Pipettes, there is a song called Call Me that is very bubbly and upbeat. They were like this three girl sort of just sort of bubblegum pop trio. They seem kind of cool, so here are those.
When you are so beautiful. It's good to know that you'll be okay. I've been waiting for this, and I'll be there to sit while you pray. No one's blaming me. I'm not supposed to. From this car crash nightmare, and I'll be there to help you again. There's no danger.
So one thing with being sick is it really disconnects me from my physical body a lot. Like, I just don't feel hungry at all. And then, I'll eat like once a day, but then when I do eat, I can eat twice as much as normal, and it just doesn't seem like a problem. It doesn't even seem uncomfortable. It's just weird to just not really, to just kind of have to keep track of it. Like, it's, you know, a little bar in a video game, a little meter. Just be mindful of how full or empty it is, but not to have any feedback. Whereas I think it kind of deadens my emotions a little bit, but I don't know. It's hard to tell with emotions, like where they are and what stage they're at. I guess it's not a linear progression of any kind, but I find it kind of tends to deaden my emotions a little, but it's hard to tell because that's how I sort of am anyway. Like, I don't know, when you see, you know, there are certain women that I know that No one really around here, but people that I've known who are just really, I mean, it seems almost erratic the way their emotions work, but just, you know, open to stuff. Like, I don't know, see, I've heard women describe it as, like, frustrating that they can't stop themselves from crying, or that, you know, they feel like they're being perceived as weak because they'll be in the middle of some situation and they just cry about stuff. But I guess it's always just like the grass is always greener. Like, I always was a little envious of that, I guess, because I'm not that way at all. And I don't know how, if you know how much of it is just how I am or just being a male and just different types of hormones flying through you and different societal expectations and everything. But that didn't seem so bad to me, where, I don't know, like, I'll just get caught, like I'm on the lip of something, like I'm just on the edge, and I just feel like it would be nice to just be able to express, like, some sad feeling or something, and it just doesn't. And then I just get caught there in limbo, and it's just weird, you know, and I don't like it, you know? But that has been changing a lot lately. I think just in this last few months, I've made some pretty decisive moves in my life, and moving away from, you know, one thing to another thing, and just away from repressive, weird environments. And I feel a lot more open in general, but it's also weird sometimes that it is a little uncontrollable or just sudden. But I think that's a sign that I am getting over this cold, is that I was just listening to this Our Lady Peace song. I've been going through their old stuff, because I only really knew the first two albums, and then, I don't know, if you're a real eagle-eared ham radio listener, you'll notice, like, I, a year or two ago, went through their third album, and just now I'm finally going through their fourth album, and this was the last one before they kicked out their guitarist, and it seems like it was all downhill from here. But it's not bad, this fourth album. It's got some pretty cool stuff, and I found out Rain Mehta, the singer, he wrote a lot of the songs himself. And his solo album was really good, so it kind of makes sense. Like, maybe this connects more to that. Because this is also kind of an acoustic-y album. But there's this song called In Repair that, you know, I've heard it a bunch of times. I just was listening to it just now, just running through my little playlist of stuff to play on this show. And man, yeah, it just hit me all of a sudden. And there were just tears streaming down my face. And, you know, I don't know, I think it's nice for that type of thing to be able to happen. Like, it's kind of weird, but I will take that over just being closed off and buttoned down and locked down and weird and repressed. Like, I don't want to be that way. And I wonder if it's like when you see people like, you know, the Dalai Lama or someone who are just, like, they're kind of weird. Like, they're clearly just living in a way, sort of a narrow emotional space where, like, the guy's always just in a good mood and just laughs off whatever happens. And it seems kind of otherworldly and strange, but I can kind of see the appeal, too, is that even if you have to be a little peculiar to maintain, like, a positive demeanor, like, maybe it's worth it, you know? Maybe this is how people become, like, just weird hippies and stuff, and just, like, flaky, is, like, they just don't want to be the other way. Anyway, yeah, it wasn't mysterious, though, why that song made me cry like that. It's, I mean, really, with music, I've said it before in the show, but it really comes down to the tone of the song. For me, much more than lyrics. Like, the lyrics won't matter if it's a song I don't like. But then if it's a song I do like, and then the lyrics also work with it, that's like an added bonus. And this song, the whole album, it's like this conceptual album about the future and robots becoming sentient and how the world's gonna be. But this song in particular, it's about Man, it's like, it's hard to say, and I don't know, should I just say it, but, or should I wait? You know, like, maybe this has always been part of the problem, is like, when I feel like I'm getting upset about something, I just stop and wait for it to pass, because, like, there's no point in trying to talk through it, but maybe that's repressing it, I don't know. Anyway, it's about fixing somebody. It's about fixing someone as though they were a robot. Like, as though it were that easy. It's about fixing someone as though they were a robot. Like, as though it were that easy to do. As though you could just get the right pieces and put them in the right place. And then they would work fine and you could just send them on their way. So I hadn't really thought about it as being about my brother at first, but today I thought of it that way. And it's almost perverse. Like, what a fucked up fantasy that you can just fix somebody. You know, it went from just being like kind of a nice catchy song to just really fucked up all of a sudden. Like, this is just a bizarre little fantasy world to go through for 4 minutes. And I mean, my brother is like my go-to thing if I was ever an actor, you know, and I just need to be upset in a scene. Like, that's how I would get there. And I mean, there's days when, like, whole albums, I can't remember what album that was, but some album where I, just one day I felt like every song could have been about him. But now I can't even remember what it was, because then I listened to it again later and it didn't seem that way anymore. Anyway, so here's In Repair by Our Lady Peace, which, if you don't like this song, it'd be like, that was quite the build-up for this piece of shit song. But I think it's really good. I like this song a lot.
Well, it's good to know that you'll be okay. I've been waiting for this, and I'll be there to sit while you pray. And no one's late. Travel away from this car.
You know, it really does feel not bad to just wake up and to just cry about something, just get it out of your system and then go on with your day. I mean, I've always heard, I feel like it's more something I've heard in movies or something, like female characters in movies is like a fucking superpower that they have. Like, it just seems so crazy to me. And I guess, like, again, I guess if it was, like, all the time, I could see how it would just be draining and not be pleasant. But to just have everything stuck inside you all the time is also wildly unpleasant. We went to this thing a few weeks ago now, I guess, where it was a talk at the university that was about the problems with feminist studies as a curriculum in a university setting. It was super academic and serious, but there were a bunch of like feminist protesters, men and women, not just women, but they were really just being very silly and super upset about this academic thing. And it's not like it was like an academic calm discussion of how racism is okay or something. It really was not so bad. But then on the other side, there were these men's rights people that were all, and I mean, I just feel like both sides are quite silly. And obviously the feminist side has a lot more historical precedence to stand on. But I mean, I'll be honest, I don't really care about that. I mean, I guess that's the whole reason why I wouldn't join some group like that, is I also don't feel any connection to things that happened before me or outside of me. I recognize that society had a lot of problems and still has a lot of problems, but they weren't from me. I didn't do that stuff. I'm not carrying around guilt for things that had nothing to do with me. So while I recognize the plight and historical significance of feminism and why it was important to be a big, visible wrecking ball to, like, really fucking knock into stuff and change things, this particular sect is quite annoying because there are plenty of men's issues and problems and difficulties in being a man that it's just crazy to me that they just don't want to hear it. They just, you know, just want to shut that down. It's like, wow, you totally just became all of the oppressiveness that you were, you know, that you were so mad about. And I don't know, maybe now with things have been sliding pretty progressively down the emo trail, maybe things are turning around. The tough chicks and the soft dudes. No, I mean, clearly that's not really how it is, but I guess it's just nice to, well, I mean, it's the whole, I mean, in any case, splitting things down the middle, that's why American politics will never make sense, because it's just two groups, it's just designed to fight, and the man-woman thing is absolutely that way too. I mean, I can't really speak to the different types of women, because I don't know, because I'm not one, but there are certainly different types of men. And I think that is part of where, like, the kind of emo movement made it a little more visible and acceptable to be a non-manly man. There's this comedian named John Mulaney that he's got a bit about how it's like God was making a gay guy and just forgot to flip the final switch, you know? They flip like 1, 2, 3, and then sent him out. And they're like, hey, did you flip switch number 4? And the other guy's like, what? was I supposed to? So you just get this weird, skinny, flighty, emotional fucking dude walking around the earth. And they're like, well, he will be one hilarious dude. That's going to be interesting to watch. But yeah, I feel like sensitive artist type boys are the best allies that a feminist could ever have, and to just, oh man, to just be so shut downy, and you're not allowed to go have your own space. You can sort out all your problems within feminism. It's fucking bananas. I don't know how I got talking about this anyway. I guess that's all I was trying to say, is just having just balled up shit inside you all the time that can't get out is very, very unpleasant and a very tough way to live, and is gonna obviously lead to problems, and doesn't seem like it's something that's especially recognized or that anyone gives a shit about. I guess when people think about guys, they just think about these single track, narrow-minded alpha guys that are just fucking... I always think of things in terms of like ape societies or just like primitive man, and like, yeah, okay, so they're the people that fucking, the big tough dudes that go out into the fucking woods and bang a saber-toothed tiger over the fucking head or whatever. But I mean, that's clearly not a valuable member of the society insofar as societal structuring. I mean, that's like the mutant, you know? That's just you're the crazy freak that is specifically bred to do a couple very specific things, and that's it. Although I'm sure deep down in the heart of every jock, they have probably, so many deep issues and problems, and I'm doing the exact same thing I was just talking about. I'm just marginalizing them and pretending that they are of no particular consequence and not worthy of study and have no depth. I don't know, whatever, who cares? Anyway, let's finish this show. So there's this band called Something Corporate that has this one song, Me and the Moon, that is super, super good, that my friend Rayanne introduced me to. And I always come back to that song over and over. And it's still my favorite, but every time I get back in that mood and I go back to that band, I find a few more little songs here and there by them that I also like. And they're very much a band of like the musical era that came right after me, like right after grunge was like the, you know, the softer, the emo sort of thing. It was never totally my thing, but I like it more now that I'm getting older, and now that it's also probably basically buried in the past and no one cares about it anymore. Who knows what the thing is now? I feel like the internet kind of just destroyed all musical movements. Now it's just a big mess. But the guy from that band, he started another band called Jack's Mannequin, and this is a song that I don't even think is on any of their albums. It's called Locked Doors, and I guess I heard about this song because he said, like, hey, this song was a little too different from the Something Corporate stuff. Different enough that I felt like it should be under a different project name. So that got me interested, because Me and the Moon is also a fairly non-typical Something Corporate song. So I found this on YouTube, and I like it. So it's Jack's Mannequin with Locked Doors. And then I'll play a live version of Me and the Moon after that as well, because that's just a really good song. All right, thank you for listening. I guess this is why people have, like, sign-off phrases. It's always kind of weird to just end a show. Well, all right, so long.
Stop. stop, start again. It's hard admitting you're not fitting with your old friends. The clock is ticking and the clicking is the only thing in your head. Pieces of your other life came crashing down and breaking up. And like doors aren't that hard to bust through. Did you stay true to what's been true to you? When all of the wreckage settles, will all of your precious metals sleep with you like the devil who seduces you? Okay, take a look, look, look at this. It's a wreck. A wreck is what you needed. Check the stats, you're better when you're bleeding. I'll wash my hands, there's blood and breath. So stop. Start again. It's hard admitting you're not fitting with your old friends. It's so disarming watching all the walls come closing in. And on you, you've got no clue. Crashing down and breaking up. And locked doors aren't that hard to bust through. Did you stay true to what's been true to you? When all of the wrecking shadows, when all of your precious metals sleep with you like the devil who seduces you, you better get used to waking up.
You give up your soul till you break down. You spin in the moon, she says. And I've got no trouble with that. And I'm a butterfly, but you won't let me die. Spin in the moon, she says. But what do you say we go? It's me and the moon, she says. And I've got no trouble with that. And I'm a butterfly, but you wouldn't let me die. I am a butterfly, but you wouldn't let me die. I am a butterfly. I am a butterfly. I am a butterfly.
To know that you'll be okay. Well, I've been waiting for this, and I'll be listening while you pray. And no one's blaming me, I'm not supposed to wait. Oh, when you open up. Like a machine, I'll fix you from the start. And I'm in repair, life that we share. And I know that I'll be alive still, but we're always in repair.
We lock the door, lock the door, we lock the door, lock the door, we lock the door, lock the door.
And it's good to know that you'll drive away from this car crash nightmare. And I'll be there to help you again. And there's no danger, we're just killing time from the start. I'm in repair, life that we share. And I know that I'll be lost in, but we're always in repair. We're always in repair. We're always in repair. You take this time, you figure it out. The wires, the fuse, the things that you doubt. The wheels, the air, the metal, the valve. It's something, it's something. I'll fix you from the start.
human repair. The life that we share, light all that up. Life, I'm in repair. You're in repair. We're all in repair. Like a machine, like a machine, like a machine. I'll fix you from the start, from the start, from the start. We're all in repair.